Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear. I'm Susan Larison Dance, and today is Saturday, May 27th, 2023. And today, I would really like to explore what I know many of you are experiencing right now. And I want to acknowledge that you are experiencing this, as because I know a number of people who are being impacted by the current economic times in which we live. And there's no glossing over the impacts this is having. You may be within the spiritual community, for example, and I know in multiple ways, and I'm observing it as well because of assisting people in the spiritual community, just how the current economic times, in some ways, surprisingly, even more severely, although I do believe this is arising out of what we might call the era of the pandemic, I think that, however, this is coming about, and there are multiple reasons. I know that a number of people are facing challenges. And so I want to voice some encouragement today and talk about our highest paths and what that is, and how we can individually have a higher path, but we are also inseparable from our soul families, those around us, closest to us, and also our entire societies, right up to the entire world. We all go through journeys. So the first thing to consider, no matter what you are facing right now, is how your experience is impacting those around you. What lessons may be learned from it? In a broader sense, it may be increasing empathy, or it may even be the reverse in some ways. But no matter what is happening, whether people are coming from a space of relative darkness to a space of more light, we are all on soul journeys together. Our entire society is on a soul journey. Each and every one of us together is journeying through these unusual times. And if you look to the past, you can see it's always easy to find a time that's much more severe in some way than the current times we are in. But I know that that isn't always comforting when we are really looking for our path forward. One thing I would very much like to encourage you to reflect upon is to maintain your own dignity. I almost made this program on the topic of dignity. Self-respect, worth, your highest worth? What are your talents? What are you capable of? Deep down, you can feel it. Many of you have actually accomplished amazing things. And there is more yet to do. Often in the spiritual community, we make very conscious choices about what it is that we are, you know, I would say choose to do, but it actually comes to the point of even being able to do, because things that diminish your dignity, it doesn't mean that you can't, in many different roles, be in service and maintain your dignity. But if you are feeling like your self-worth is being impacted by a situation, then it may be time to let it go. As contradictory as that may seem in these times, and a lot of times that can happen without, I can go back to years ago when I was in the corporate world. And although I certainly had a role in very consciously walking away or even, you know, speaking up in a certain situation, and there were a lot of ways that I was following a positive direction there, when there are dysfunctional, you know, actually there can be completely dysfunctional environments, sometimes things will happen where it moves much faster than you realized in terms of being in a new domain, and maybe you do walk away, or, you know, and then you think, wow, you know, that was really courageous. And maybe you don't even realize how courageous until later. And maybe you're given a push and combined with walking away. That was probably more my situation years ago. And only looking back, I realized I absolutely needed to give that up. It was really, it was, you know, my dream job for a while, what it had become. And it was every bit of everything I ever wanted to accomplish in that particular field. And so it was, in my life, an important step, but it was not ultimately for the greater good, either for myself, for what I could contribute to others, and even, you know, in my personal situation as a mother. So I came to an understanding of why I needed to let that go. Maintaining your dignity is incredibly important. Your worth, your talents, your experiences, the depth of your skill, what you're fully capable of. Dream big when you are at a crossroads. That will help you with your higher path. No matter how discouraging things can seem on the surface or frustrating, like, why isn't this happening? You know, I wanted to come to this show with a bunch of examples of, say, authors and others who didn't succeed at first. And I don't always trust what I find searching on the internet. I don't need to give you a specific example. We know that there are many writers, for example, who had plenty of rejections before they somehow managed to publish that very successful book. And there are people who have been scientists and inventors, and the same can be said there. And there are also cases of people, always trust, especially if you're a writer or even, you know, if you're using the spoken word like I am right now, that what you put out into the world may not even be for this time. There could be someone listening across time in the future. How many authors have not been really discovered until they were gone much later? Trust in your highest path. You may not be able to see all of it right now. And what's so very interesting is you are already on it. You are already on it. Yes, you have choices. We are not puppets on a string. Yes, you are on a journey. Yes, you will say to yourself sometimes, oh, I could have done better on this or that, or you might have some regret. Allow those things to all be on your highest path. You are here for a reason. You are here for multiple reasons. Your aspirations may be very high, and I would hope that in the way that they are high, that you are aiming to be of the most service possible, that you are aiming to bring your talents forward, not for fame, not for vanity, not for any, although if you are, that's also a part of the journey, not for all these shallow reasons. And you know what often those of us on the spiritual path find ourselves asking? It's just, help me to be on that path, doing the work where I can have the most meaningful impact. You can ask for that assistance. Reflect on what your heart says. What brings you joy? What have you always known, perhaps, was what you've wanted to do? Don't allow other voices to denigrate your dignity or to steer you on a lower way than you are truly capable of. Bring your talents into the world in the fullest way possible. And I say that even as I know I have not yet done it with all that I can't even imagine what more. I can think of many things, and I think you can too. Many of us have dreams. Many of us have talents. When we value our own self-worth, when we value our own dignity, we will find a way, even if it makes making some sacrifices to get there. I've been observing in my area the last week or so, a family moving, a family I do not know. They just live across the way, and I was observing some interesting things about how they were loading up these U-Haul boxes, which I actually hadn't really been familiar with that, although maybe I've seen an ad for it. It's kind of similar to those pods. And, you know, then today I'm seeing different these U-Haul boxes all got hauled away on a big flatbed trailer. And I wondered, are they taking them on the road? Then it seemed like it drove maybe back towards town, like they were being stored. Is this family downsizing in some way? Because today it seemed like more people were there helping, and maybe they're moving locally and downsizing. That's happening a lot. I've certainly done that in my life, and this isn't an older family. This is a younger family. So what's happening? And, you know, I don't have to know the story. I know other stories. There are many right now I know people who have left their homes through various circumstances, and you hope that things will be okay. I know that there are people, you hear, there certainly are people who literally live on the road, and even intentionally. Although usually something has happened to put them out there, but they're still working. They're still working while being on the road. If that's you, if that's your situation, I encourage you to stay true to your goals and what is possible. And trust that whatever is happening, it's a part of your higher path. Your higher path may be influencing the paths of others. In fact, I can guarantee that that's the case. And if any one of you is listening that I happen to know, I can tell you it's not about any one of you, because I know more than one situation like this. I know several situations in the spiritual community where things are not as they were some years ago. That is really obvious right now. So that then invites you to reflect. Where are you called? And yes, ask that question. What can I be doing? Maybe it is multiple things. Maybe you're doing something that isn't exactly your best talent, but it's somehow supporting that. That's fine as long as your dignity is maintained and you are respected for your skills and your talents and who you are. There are plenty of people out there that may be feeling like they're living the classic story of Cinderella, sitting by the fireplace, when you actually are capable of so much, so much more. And you know it in your heart. We all are capable of more. We all have beautiful talents that we are bringing into this world. That doesn't mean every one of us is destined to be, you know, an Einstein or a Picasso or, you know, name the highest heights of different professions. But you have something that you are called to do. Trust in that in these times. Find a way, and I say that to myself as much as you. I could have stopped this radio program a long time ago. Things have changed over the years. Although I will tell you, for anyone, because I've been doing a study of this, the metrics are no longer working. And so you just have to trust that it goes where it goes, because you have no way of quantifying that right now. And that's true, you know, no matter who you are. And so you just have to decide, does it matter? And do you feel like you want to get your voice out in this way? You may be. I know that some of the people who listen are other hosts. If that touches your heart, if it makes your heart sing to be speaking in this way or to be bringing on guests or doing whatever it is that you do with your show, keep doing it. Because your heart is telling you, if something puts up a roadblock so you can't, well, then you're being steered in a new direction. Trust your highest path. Sometimes we are channeled like a river channel. Not the same as channeling, although we can certainly be guided. Think of it as, you know, a canal where you're being brought, or maybe you're a river going through a canyon. And there may even be rapids on that way. It may narrow, very specifically guiding you. Those who have been in mountain canyons know that there it can be this thing called the narrows where the rapids are, and it becomes very narrow, and there can be sheer walls on either side of you. So you really are being directly led, even perhaps in ways you didn't expect or didn't even want. Maintain your dignity. There is nothing that can happen to you that can take away your self-worth and your dignity. That is something you own. Perhaps you left an employer that was infringing on your personal choices. I think that once you're out of the corporate world, you really start to see that just how much it can infringe on things that are really your personal choices. And that has become very visible in recent years. If that is intolerable, and it should be, by the way, it should be intolerable, maintain your dignity. Do what you need to do. The spiritual life teaches us that we are free. I'll tell a story about, I have a jar where I capture various things that get in so that I can free them. And in this past week, for example, there was a moth in my living room, and I managed to catch the moth. It was very early in the morning, and thankfully I had thrown some sweats on, and I just thought, okay, I'm going to go outside, and I didn't want to let any more moths in this time of year. The moths are quite common, and this year in particular, it seems, some kind of a phenomenon. And so I somehow managed to capture it in the jar. I've seen this so many times with spiders and different things. They don't want to go in the jar. One time I caught a bee even. Although I'm not seeing so many bees this year, which is somewhat troubling. I certainly don't want to see them inside, but this moth, I freed it, and it just took flight instantaneously and soared. In fact, it looked like someone who was ready to get on the road and was running late. That's how I compared it. That's what freeing feels like. But what about when you're in the jar, so to speak? You feel trapped. You feel confined. You're in the narrows of the river. Maybe you're even in the rapids. When these insects, or whatever they happen to be, they're not all insects, in this jar, are on their journey to absolute freedom, they don't even know it. They don't realize they're being freed. They're actually in distress because I've captured them in a jar, but they're not going to be there for long. Never discount that there is something, though we are, of course, inseparable from the omnipresent divine. There is a higher knowledge than your knowledge. There is a higher intent and will than your intent and will, because we're all together. How things work out, there are things on your path. If you look at your life when you've had some struggle and you see, oh, wow, if I hadn't been in that situation, then this wouldn't have happened, and this wouldn't have happened, and this wouldn't have happened. And so all of a sudden, you realize that the difficulties you had, they all existed for a reason. Trust your path right to the end of the road. If it is the end, say you're facing a very difficult health situation, and I do know that healing is very much possible, But what if it seems elusive? Sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. All you can do is trust. You have to just surrender your trust. You can believe in healing while still trusting that your path, because of all the other people around you, because that's generally who is impacted in those situations, that's a group soul journey. Your soul family is traveling through this journey with you. We hear of more and more famous people dying these days. I'm sure that's always been true, but it seems lately it just comes quicker in the news. And you often wonder, they had more to give, didn't they? Well, no one is here longer than they are intended to be. And their intent is a combination. They have their own soul choices too across the veil. But they also realize there's a higher plan as to how everything is interwoven together. Trust in that weaving. Trust in your life. Follow your heart, but trust in the path. Both. Both are possible. Trust that there is a higher knowledge and a higher will, even as you are inseparable from the omnipresent divine and one another. We are all inseparable, even while we are on our individual soul journeys. Both exist. We are not just a collective. We exist as beautiful, free creations. And yes, our choices do deserve to be honored. And there has been a lot of diminishing of that, not just in these times, but in others. We all need to trust right now. You may feel like you are at a crossroads. Maybe this is your opportunity to do what it is you always dreamed of doing. If one door has closed, where do you choose to go next? If you're being channeled somewhere, as if through a river, through the river narrows, trust, you'll come out of it. Trust. Have faith. It matters. I see we're about to the end of the live broadcast. Thank you to those of you listening live today. I do have one poem, very brief, that I opened to before the show that I feel is relevant. It's very brief. It's by William Blake, who lived 1757 to 1827. And it's called Eternity. And the bookmark was actually in a page near this, not this page. He who bends to himself a joy does the winged life destroy. But he who kisses the joy, and this is capital J, as it flies, lives in eternity's sunrise. So I'm going to leave today. I'm going to keep it close to 30 minutes today. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring this program on the homepage today and in live spirituality. Thank you to all the syndicates and to those of you listening, however you are listening, whether it's on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podchaser. There are several now. I'm grateful for all of them, and I'm grateful to you, the listeners. follow the show on Facebook if you like. I've been sharing inspirational content there. I will post the link in the Facebook comments on the page. And thank you for being here today. Now we're in the podcast, so I'm talking to those of you in the future. And let me remind those of you, no matter what your talent is that you're putting out into the world, never again underestimate how it will go out across time. To those of you listening to my voice, and that's all of you right now, across time, energetically, you are here with me right now. There are no boundaries of space or of time within the omnipresent divine. Thanks again for being here, and take care, everyone. I should be here next week a couple times during this summer. I will not be here on a Saturday. On those days, I may do the show another time, or I'll just take a break. But I hope, by the way, let's say, too, I hope those of you listening in the week to come or in the days to come, this is Memorial Day weekend, and it is my every hope, despite how things sometimes seem to be leading, that we find our way to a world of peace, of more peace in our lives and in the world. Take care, everyone.